Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabett, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Dr. Luke, Mother Gwen, if you're on, can you adore it, please? Good evening and welcome to the Monday Night Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord truly comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. Laron Matthews. We thank each and every one of you to take time to join us on this Monday Night Prophetic Experience. If you desire to know more about the conference line or the ministry, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027, and we'll be happy to give you more information. Our scripture tonight will come from Isaiah 19. Beginning at the 19th verse. Isaiah 19, beginning at the 19th verse. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt, and a monument to the Lord at its border. And it will be a sign and witness to the Lord Almighty in the land of Egypt. When they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender, and he will rescue them. So the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and in that day they will acknowledge the Lord, and they will worship with sacrifices and grain offerings, and they will make vows to the Lord and keep them. The Lord will strike Egypt with a plague, and he will strike them and heal them, and they will turn to the Lord, and he will respond to their pleas and heal them. Isaiah chapter 19, verses 19 through 23. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. God bless you.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come tonight with humble hearts and stretched out arms. Receive you, Lord God. Have your way on this line tonight. Heal, deliver, and set free that only you can do. And we just stop by to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Father God, because without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. With you, we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength on this line tonight. We lift up our pastor, our prophet, Laron Matthews, to you, Father God. As he continues to pour out to your people, near and far, pour back into him your strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Every tongue rise up against him shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the activity of our lips. Breath we breathe today, Father, we say thank you. We come to give you the praise and give you the glory, Father God. We just give you the praise. We lift up the whole entire Matthew family to you, Father God. Keep your arms around them, Father God. Bless them indeed, Lord God. Bless them going out. Bless them coming in. Let them know they're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. That they are more than conquerors. And we say thank you. We bless your name tonight. The Reese and her entire family, Father God. Continue to do a new thing in her family, from the oldest to the youngest, and her seeds to come, Father God. We say thank you. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you, Father God. Continue to do a new thing as well, Father God. That no weapon formed against them should prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. And we say thank you. We come to bless your name tonight for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. That we are better and not bitter. That we are the victors and no longer the victims. We say thank you. Thank you for going to the hospitals on tonight. From room to room, floor to floor, Father God. Stop by the intensive care unit, Father. Heal and deliver and set free, Father God. Lift up all bereaved families, Father God, to you, Father God. We ask you to place the right people in their path that will encourage them and build them up in you, Father God. And we say thank you. That the by prophetess of the house to you, Father God, and her child family, Father God, continues to do a new thing in her family as well, Father God. Keep them in your keeping care, Lord God, and we say thank you. Elder Hunter and his entire family, Father God, cover them with the blood. Keep them from seen and unseen danger in the mighty name of Jesus. Deacon Sanchez and his entire family, Father God, keep them in your keeping care, Father God. We say thank you. We are walking by faith and not by sight. We're walking by faith and not by feelings. Faith has no feelings, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Our stumbling blocks is our stepping stones, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to give you the praise. We give you the glory. Thank you for Joel 3:21 that you're cleansing the blood that you never cleansed before, Father God. Cleanse those babies and save you from that cancer, Father God. Cleanse their blood, Father God. And only you can do, Father. And we say thank you for the cleansing of their blood. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's power in the blood of Jesus. Wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be glorified. We say thank you, Father, for breakthroughs tonight. Have your way in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you and we praise you, Father. We lift you up, Father God, and we exalt you on high. Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for this day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice, continue to rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, Father God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for all that you've done for us, Father God. And, oh, God, the things that you are working on right now on the behalf of us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for how you're sitting high and you're looking low. And you know everything that pertains to our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah, that you're answering prayers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, oh God, hallelujah, moving on the things that concern your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, it's you that raise up a standard against them, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us people shall prosper, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And every tongue that rises up in judgment against us shall be condemned, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for each and every person on this line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for those that will come to the line. Hallelujah. Did somebody mute their line, please? Thank you. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh, God. We give you glory, Father God. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. For you are worthy and worthy to be praised. And there's none like you, Father God, in all the earth, Father God. We have searched all over and found none like you. My God, hallelujah. None so faithful, none so kind, none so caring, none so loving, none so holy and none so righteous, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just want to bless you. We want to thank you for all that you're doing right now, Father God, in the midst of us, your people. And we bless, oh God, hallelujah, those on this line tonight, Father God. We pray blessings for those on this line tonight. We pray blessings. For Mother Granny, Father God, even as she poured out, Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will restore her back afresh. We pray that you will restore her back afresh, Father God, glory, hallelujah, meet every one of her needs by your riches and glory, Father God, and meet the needs of her family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Look on her daughter, Tracy. Oh, God, look on her son, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Look on every relative, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Meet all of her needs right now, Father God. You know what she has need of, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, we pray, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the intercessors, oh, God, that will come after me. Father God, that you would move by your spirit for them and move on the matters that concern them. And Father God, even as they pray, Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you would take them in. Father God, glory, hallelujah, the spiritual realm, and show them how to pray and what to pray for, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we pray, oh God, for our leader, that you would strengthen him right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, oh God, hallelujah, pour back into him, Father God, all that he pours out to your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would give him peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, even as you take it higher and deeper in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for pouring down wisdom from on high upon him, new wisdom from on high, fresh revelation knowledge right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, just cover him and keep him, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cover his family, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Meet all of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for all your leaders on this line, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that come to this line to, oh God, hallelujah, to teach and to pray, Father God, whatever their role is on this line, Father God, we pray that you just cover them and you keep them, Father God. You move over their ministries, move in their families, Father God, move over their finances, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Thrust them into the new, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All things new, I decree and declare it to be so, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just bless you, oh God, for what you're doing right now. We pray that you cover the nation, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you cover, oh God, all 50 states and 7 continents, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you cover our towns and, oh God, our cities, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that you cover, Father God, glory, hallelujah, our communities, Father God, move by your spirit now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, that you cover, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. The children, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Watch over the children, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The youth, Father God, and your young and old, oh God, children, Father God, cover them and keep them, Father God, out of harm's way. Keep them safe, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Cause each and every one of us, Father God, to continue to press into you all the more, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to trust you like never before, Father God, in this time period, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Ignite our hope, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Lift up every bit of heaviness, oh, God, all for us, your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. And everything, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that's not like you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, move it far from us, Father God, into the pit of hell, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just give you praise, oh, God, we give you glory for all that you are doing, Father God, and all that you have done, Father God. We thank you for help, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the help is here for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your word, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We stand on it, Father God, in Psalm 46:1, because it told us in your word that you're a present help in the time of trouble, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, and we give you praise, oh God, for you just moving, oh, God, mountains out of our way right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Removing obstacles and hurdles, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Bombardments and blockages, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just give you praise, oh, God, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, every opposing force, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that the enemy will send out each and every one of us, Father God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind it up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, interference, oh, God, demonic surveillance, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We bind it up, that chanting spirit. Oh, God, we bind it up, Father God, glory, hallelujah. That whispering spirit, Father God, we thank you, God, that you're cutting it off right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bless your holy name, Father God, hallelujah. We bind up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that Tuesday spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bind and up the astral projection, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even when they try to astral project into our dreams, Father God, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bless your name, Father God, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, Father God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we bind up, Father God, hallelujah, every bit of witchcraft, oh God, every bit of white magic, the black magic, the hoodoo, the root of the hexes, the vexes, and the taboos, the hocus pocus, that Santeria, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. That Obia, Father God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're moving, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, the work of the witches and the warlocks and the wizards to the abyss right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You said stuff enough for witches to live, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we just thank you, God. Hallelujah for divine coverage for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now, Father God, that you're the strong tower. The righteous can run in and be safe in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For you're just, oh, God, hallelujah, being our refuge, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, our mighty battle axe. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We just give you praise, oh, God, and we honor you, oh, God, on today and always, Father God. And, Father God, hallelujah, I pray for a swift and a quick manifestation of everything you promised your people, Father God. Let it manifest in this time period, Father God. Don't let it carry any longer, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and just, oh, God, give your people staying power, Father God. Give your people stamina, Father God. Give them the energy and synergy to just keep on standing, flat-footed, unmovable, and unshakable, especially towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ. And we just want to bless you and we thank you. And even as, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we prepare to hear, oh, God, hallelujah, the word tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we pray, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that it fall on good ground, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that we're able to, oh, God, hallelujah, pick it up, Father God, be able to grasp it, Father God, and make it applicable to our lives. And we bless you, and we praise you, and it's in Jesus' name, and we pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray that you will pour back into the intercessors, oh God, that pray this afternoon, God, this evening, tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty power, your mighty hand, Lord God, that is brushing through us, oh God, tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a move on tonight, Lord God, that you're sending a refreshing to those that need you tonight, Lord God. Somebody may be sick in their bodies, God, but we know, Lord God, that it's your anointing, Lord God, that will destroy, Lord God, every yoke, Lord God, and by your stripes they are already healed, oh God. We thank you, Father, tonight, God, for the victory report, oh God. And we know, Lord God, that it's the report of the Lord is what we shall believe in this hour, in this season, Lord God. We pray that you will touch those that are mourning right now in Jesus' name. We pray that you will give them comfort in the areas that they need you the most in the name of Jesus. In the nighttime, Lord God, during the day, God, whatever time, Lord God, it may, something may trigger them, Lord God, to weep, oh God. We pray, Father, that they will weep, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that you will take their tears, Lord God, and hold it in a bottle in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that you are a healer, Lord God, a divine healer, and we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. We count on you, Lord God, to bring balance into every area that is imbalanced in the name of Jesus. God, we need you, Lord God, to be our stronghold, oh God, for many things have held us down, Lord God, but we look to you right now, God, and we know, Lord God, our help comes from you, Father. So, Lord, as we walk by faith and not by sight, God, we ask that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, God. We pray that you will turn the pages of the lives of those, Lord God, that had, Lord God, some situations, Lord God, that caused them to be out of alignment, Lord God, but give them a clean slate in the name of Jesus. Let them start over again in the name of Jesus. Lord, make your children over again, Lord God, so that they can feel your power and your might, Lord God, and your forgiveness, Lord God. The enemy, Lord God, comes, Lord God, to destroy, God, but you come that they may have life and have it more abundantly, Lord God. And we believe you by faith, Lord God, that whosoever hears the sound, Lord God, will also be encouraged, Lord God, in their most holy faith, God, trusting you, Lord God, that you shall move in their lives, Lord God. You shall, Lord God, take away the frown and give them a smile upon their face, Lord God. You shall give them laughter in the name of Jesus, for it is good medicine for the soul. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a great work, oh God, as your children walk circumspectly, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that the enemy will try to, Lord God, tear down, Lord God, the kingdom that you've
you've already set up, but no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper in Jesus' name. God, we believe, Lord God, that in Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so, Lord, even when you already said it will be done, Lord God, we're still waiting for you to manifest yourself, to manifest your power and your might like never before in and through the lives of your children that are deeply, Lord God, serving you with all their heart and all their might and with all their strength, Lord, and they're loving you and forgiving those and releasing, Lord God, all the things, Lord God, that may have them bound in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you on tonight, God, that there is victory on this line. And Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We clap our hands. We rejoice, oh God, that all the things, Lord God, the scales have been pulled off of their eyes. We thank you, Lord God, that their minds, Lord God, has been regulated by the power of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that your spirit, Lord God, is moving from the top of the head to the soles of their feet, Lord God. We thank you for every chain that's being broken. We thank you, Lord God, that once they were bound and locked up in a cage, oh God, they're able to come out in Jesus' name and rejoice over your goodness, oh God. They'll be able to rejoice over your mighty hand in the name of Jesus that moved, oh God, the debris out of their way, that moved the rocks out of the way, that moved, Lord God, the steel, Lord God, gates out of the way, Lord God, that broke the lock, oh God, that had them bound in Jesus' name where they could not break free without the keys, oh God, for you promised us the keys to the kingdom, oh God, that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, oh God. So loose your people in the name of Jesus and bind the enemy in Jesus' name. Bind his mouth, bind his hands, bind his keys and his imps in Jesus' name. And those that are working against the people of God, we pray in Jesus' name that they will, Lord God, and return back to them in a boomerang effect. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the victory and we triumph, Lord God. Lord God, and we trump the enemy in Jesus' name. We step on his neck in the name of Jesus as we stand on your word and your promises, oh God, because your promises are yes and amen, oh God. We thank you on tonight, God, that victory belongs to us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we have been, Lord God, through the toil. We've been through some things, oh God, but you said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. And we thank you that we don't have to beg for anything, God, but just submit our will to your will, God. And Lord God, and when your will is done, God, we know that you will get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, oh God. Lift up the fivefold ministries on today, God. Lift up the heavy heads, oh God. For you know, Lord God, that your word says you shall be the lifter of their head, God. So lift up their countenance, oh God. My God, I thank you for lifting up, Lord God, their countenance right now, oh God. And let them see, oh God, your greatness, your powerful, no God, your precious works, oh God, that you're displaying right now in the eyesight of your children that are seeking for a change in their lives, oh God. We thank you for what you're going to do tonight, God. May every question, Lord God, be answered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. May, Lord God, those that have a need, Lord God, prayer, oh God. Lord God, you are able to bust through that light, oh God, that darkness in Jesus' name, and present them the light of truth in the name of Jesus, where it will set them free, oh God. We worship you. We honor you, God, and we give you glory and honor and praise because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We reverence you and honor you. We thank you in Jesus' way. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us all day long. We thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for carrying us, oh God, from glory to glory and from, oh God, from state to state. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, as we continue to pray, oh God, for our nation, oh God, as we continue to pray for our families, as we continue to pray for our individual selves. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you examine us, oh God, anything and everything that is not pleasing unto thee, Lord. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you created us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Purge us, oh God,
God, hallelujah, from all sins in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask for forgiveness, oh God, for sins of omission, sins of commission, those presumptuous sins. We ask, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to remember those, oh God, that do not have the mindset, oh God, to serve you, that are walking around, oh God, and thinking everything is okay. But Father, we know right now, hallelujah, Lord, that their mindset is not in the place that it should be. So Father, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to remember those, oh God, that have a double mind spirit, oh God. You said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And Father, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you would make the crooked way straight in their lives, oh God, that they would come to, oh God, a sound decision, oh God, and a conscious mind, oh God, to choose you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, and to walk right in the right frame of mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, for just keeping our youth, oh God. For we know that so many things are happening in this world, oh God. For those that have the mindset, oh God, Lord God, to come to the house of God, to come to the conference line, to Lord God, learn more about you. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you keep them, oh God. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Cover, oh God, hallelujah, our seniors, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, from the north to south, the east to west. You know what they have a standing in need of, oh God, and those in between, oh God. Oh, Father, hallelujah, Lord, we ask right now, hallelujah, Lord, that, oh God, those that are searching and looking, oh God, for hope and answers, oh God, that they, oh God, will run into, oh God, the saints of the Most High God, and Father, that we will have a word of encouragement, a word to deliver to them, Lord, a testimony that will help deliver them, whatever state that they're in. We give you the glory, honor, and praise. But most of all, oh God, I pray for those of us, oh God, that have given our lives, that we will be willing and obedient, oh God, and be faithful unto thee in the name of Jesus, that we will consecrate ourselves, oh God, Lord God, and you will sharpen our discernment, oh God, in these last and evil days. Oh Father, hallelujah, Lord, those brethren, oh God, that's in the body, oh God, that have fallen, oh God, oh God, yeah, we lift them up, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they would get it right before it's everlasting too late. We give you all praise, glory, and honor in the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus. I pray, amen and amen, hallelujah.
Been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last breath. Prayer. touch from you. We really need a touch from
Have a good day to you, and God bless each and every one of you on tonight. I welcome you to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Laron Matthews, and I thank each and every one of you all for joining us on today. Give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing, and we thank him for his goodness and his mercy on this day, and certainly it's because of his grace, his mercy, and his loving kindness that we're able to do what we do in the kingdom of God. And so we welcome each and every one of you all on the first Monday in March 2024. God bless you all on today, and thank you for joining us and being part of this awesome prophetic conference of mine. I believe we're in a critical year, but God has blessed us to be here and share the word of the Lord God, and thank you everybody else for connecting with us in this season and time. Before we come forward, I'm going to have my administrator, Brian, to administrator, if you will play a couple of those commercials, and we'll be right back. We're going to have open forum tonight, and I believe it's going to be very powerful. We're not going to be long tonight, but we're going to have an open forum tonight. So if you have questions and comments, and those that are joining us, come on in and join us. Administrator Brian, you bring those commercials in, I greatly appreciate it.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon. Coming soon. Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
It's a celebration. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. 20th year church celebration.
Dr. Laron Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Laron Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on Laron Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. Laron Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available times. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless everybody once again for joining us on this day. And we honor the Lord for all that he's doing and all that he's preparing to do for us. I just want to thank God for all that the Lord has given us and he's preparing for us in this season. It has been a great season, yet a challenging season for many of us. And the challenge is not necessarily what I deal with personally. It's the things that we have to deal with as a leader, being at or in the position that we're in, having to govern borders and cities and town and jurisdiction with the word or the sound of the word of the Lord God. But I want to take this time to thank all the powerful intercessors, prayer warriors that come every first and third Monday nights and throughout the week to bless us with the word of the Lord God as God has been giving it to you with the kingdom gift that's inside of you. I certainly honor you for all of who you are and what you do and the criteria for which God has given it to you to be a governmental agent to the kingdom of God and continue to bless us with the word of God, whether through prayer, whether through word of encouragement, whether through teaching, whether through prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or just making a comment. I bless the Lord for all of you who have gracefully joined us and participated in one way or another to influence the community in the kingdom of God via the conference line that God has given us over 13, 14 years. How many years now, Administrator Brian? I'm telling you, so many things moving so quickly. It's been a blessing. So how many years?
Well, we started out 14 years ago. We started out 14 years ago and
came to the conference
land in Baltimore. Yes, sir.
Amen. Wow. And so, yes, Lord, and that's where we are at. So we bless the Lord. One of the things that has been a real blessing over the last several years in teaching and sharing is open forum. And God has really blessed us with that. And God has really just opened up the portals for so many great things to begin to happen and transpire in ministry and with the people of God. We just thank God. Thank God for all of the vessels that God will use to bless us and minister to us so gracefully through the word of God or through the expository word of God. We thank you all so much for what you do for the kingdom of God and to make it happen. And as I said, I never take it lightly. Many of you who are in position and on your post who have been faithful to work the work and to see the work come to pass and to be part of it in such a powerful way. So I thank you all on tonight's Kingdom Leader. I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line that was birthed out of the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1 through 4. When Habakkuk said, I was setting upon my watch and I was setting me upon the tower, and I would wait to see what the Lord was saying to me when I am reproved, what that means, when I am made ready. He said, write the vision and make it plain upon table that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for a point in time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Lord, tarry, wait for it, but it will surely come. His soul which is not upright in him is not upright, but the just shall live by faith. The vision of this prophetic conference land is to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world with one touch of the dialing of the phone. We have been doing that for over 14 years. And to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. Remission is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the sight of God within the person. And that's the vision and the mission of this prophetic conference line. It's always at the forefront of any time I'm teaching on first and third Monday night. Due to scheduling, traveling, and so many things that the Lord has done, we had to shift it from doing it every Monday night to first and third Monday night. And we honor the Lord for the opportunity to continue to be in the wind of vision and purpose and mandate for ministry, whether it's sharing it on this platform, other platforms, arenas, churches, and whatever dean God give us a place to be able to share his word to the lives of men and women of God around the world. And I just bless the Lord for that on tonight with you all on tonight. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. Tonight is open forum. I want to take this opportunity to take questions and comments for you. We will be kind of light tonight. When I say light, we won't tarry real long tonight, but we're going to take questions from the people in the audience here, whether on the blog side or the conference side. So if you have a question for myself or the panel on tonight, we want to give you an opportunity to ask them. Usually moderate. Schedule was very horrendous today with so many things that were going forth in a positive way, so I didn't get a chance to call up all of the panels, but many of them who are with us usually know who they are. So I just thank God for those who will be on there with us. Also, Maurice Simmons, he's one of our sons in the gospel, and him and his wife have a very powerful, dynamic ministry there in the city of Newport News, Hampton, Virginia area, Restoration Truth Ministry. I would definitely encourage you, if you are in that region and in that area, you will want to be part of this dynamic ministry there that they have birthed through their loins into the hard work and labor that God has given them. We honor the Lord for them tonight in the mansion. Many of you know this powerful woman of God. She's not necessarily new to you all, but she's been my friend for years, Evangelist Gwen Marshall. We go back years, her mom, my mom, her father, my father, and we in high school, elementary school. She'll be joining us on the panel tonight. I try to mix it up so we can have a different outlook from men and women of God who have the great mind and thoughts of ministry and who have the passion for it. So I choose some of those great minds to be part of us, to join us on tonight. I believe we have Evangelist Carlina Wilkes here. She's on with us as well. She will be joining us on tonight to be with us as well on tonight. And we just bless the Lord for her as well in being part of the panel as well tonight. But before I take the question and comment, you know, we had an exciting time on yesterday. Yesterday morning, 7:30 service was just a powerful one. Administrator Brian, when we instituted this, what was it, almost a year ago? We instituted probably about a year ago. Been less than a year, a year ago when we decided to go Facebook Live and Blog Talk at the same time. I know we were doing our Facebook Live during the COVID time, but we were doing it on Sunday morning. But we instituted a 7:30 live on Blog Talk, and it has been a tremendous blessing for so many ministries and so many people that join us on our 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And bless the Lord for Mother Gwen Smith and Elder Foster who pinpoint the prayer bullets at those times with us. We honor them for being part of that as well, man of God and woman of God, on Sunday morning. So this past Sunday morning, we were really blessed with the word of the Lord God and those who joined us from so many parts of the United States and the world. So it was just a pleasure to have a 7:30 service in the morning, and the attendance has grown tremendously. We bless the Lord. And if some of you are from that time, whether it's Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, or Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, we just bless the Lord for you all that are connecting with us and part of it. So thank you all for, and then new virtue members and new covenant partners that came along to be part of it. We thank God for them. And then our 11 o'clock service, Mother Judy Hines came and just gave us a fresh word from the Lord in open heaven. And we just thank God for the Lord being so kind to us in times like these where things are difficult for all of us. He has chose to use us as vessels in this time. Mother gave you some very powerful points yesterday after service when we were sitting at the feet of her and some of our staff were. And one of the things she talked about, ministry, you have to be authentic. And I'm like, I'm laughing, like, I'm on that one. Consistent. I said, ooh, I'm on that one. And she went from authentic to consistent. Another two, I left them on my desk, the other PowerPoint. But she mentioned those two that really were very pertinent to me in ministry, that we have to be to survive the transmitted sounds of the land that are screaming out for help in a time where there's no help in the land that they are really seeking. Something Mother Jackson said, the late Mother Jackson said, where do you go for help when the help needs help? And that's a powerful thing, because many people, the help needs help now. And they in the pew can't be helped because the help needs help. But thanks be to God that God has given us the ability to stay in a place of fasting, stay in a place of prayer, and stay open to God in a conversation with him, to be able to hear his voice in a gigantuan way that would bring resolution to conflict within the land and the earth realm. All right, Psalms 91, or Psalms 1 said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and the law does he. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does, it shall prosper in it and for the things of it. All right. If you have a question or comment tonight, I'm doing really time management because I recognize that as season shift and wisdom kick in, I want to govern my time on the conference line, on blog side, on Facebook Live, and even preaching. The synergy of energy of eternity and humanity, you have to be able to govern yourself because the body can only take so much of that as we're preaching and teaching the word of God and to giving out to the people. The containing of the word is in the mind frame of the brain. It's greater than any computer system that can ever exist. However, due to the structure of our narrative in the world, in the mainstream media, it has shifted the cerebellum and the cerebrum of people to seek outside for counsel and advice instead of seeking inside that will open them up to the substratum of the atom and then have a conversation with the nucleus of the gene or the neurological system of the brain, then communicate with the cellular system to open up the molecules who will give you an introduction to the pineal gland of our life. So we seek outside instead of inside because God is eternal and we seek external for everything we need. And then when we seek external, eternal, and then conflict become internal and fight with eternal. So you have an eternal conflict inside of you from an external stimuli that messes with the internal man. Now God is trying to get you to see eternity in you, but you're too busy wanting more external things and you miss it by not dealing with it. So if you ever want eternal power, one must deal with internal conflict. And internal conflict have a law of itself, which is flesh. Paul talks about that in Romans 7 and 14 when he talks about the experience of the body within. And then he takes it on in his presentation in 2 Corinthians 12 when he moves into a spiritual dimension of a higher realm of the temple. And he says to us, God gave him an abundance of revelation, took him to a paradise, the paradise, and took him to the paradise where he was at the high peak of knowledge. And he said, I didn't know whether in the body, out of the body, I didn't know. But that was given to him abundance of revelation that he may be able to speak from that spiritual dimension. And when he did it, God said, okay, I will give you that type of power. But then I have to keep you with that thorn in your flesh. And just in case you act unbecoming, and I let the messenger buffet you, because it was given to you that the messenger of Satan will buffet you, lest ye be what? Drawn away or tempted or drawn away of yourself. God had a powerful plan when he understood what happened in eternity. He was never going to let it happen internally. So he gave you internal conflict to draw you back to him in his presence, the messenger to buffet you, lest you feel you can exalt yourself above measure, beginning to you to throw in your flesh. So we bless the Lord tonight, on tonight. Apostle Maurice Simmons, are you ready? Evangelist Queen Marshall, are you all ready tonight to release what God has for us as it relates to the questions on tonight for the people of God? Hallelujah. Amen. And you guys can unmute your line and let me know.
I'm ready, Pastor.
I'm ready. This is Marshall.
Yeah. Ready, Pastor. God bless you, sir.
Bless you, too. All right. We'll go to the line first and see if anyone from the line have a question and comment for us. Question and comment. Happy birthday to Pastor Apostle Selena Randall today. This is her birthday. She's younger now. God blessed her with great wisdom. So we say happy birthday to the woman of God and to some of the other ones today. And we send our condolences to the family, Apostle Marshall David of Chicago-led Christian Center. He went on to be with the Lord on last week. A powerful kingdom leader that's been in with us for 77 years. And went on to be with the Lord. All right. Anyone that's on the conference line have a question for us before we move to the questions of Administrator Brian and the blog side? Anything over there on the blog side, Administrator Brian? Let us know. Okay, if you have a question for us on the conference line here, hit star six and come in. If you have a quick comment, you want to be real brief with it, but if you have a question, you want to take that question right now. Hit star six if you have a question for us on the conference line. And come in, you can ask your question. And we'll do the best we can based upon the word of the Lord God and based upon our biblical experience that God will give us. If you have a question for us. Anyone have a question for us? All right. Anyone over on the blog side, Administrator Rita Bryant, anything over there on the blog side for us?
There is a question on the blog side, Dr. May, if you're in the chat room.
Okay. All right. We'll take that question over there from the chat room, the blog side. Tonight, bless you on tonight, Administrator Bryant and Lorraine Matthews Ministry there in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. That's everybody over there as well. The whole team. Angela Ziegler, Jackie Weatherly, Billy Whitehurst, my deacon who gives me had me cracking up laughing every day to come to the service, Maurice, and Administrator Ethan Bryant.
Amen. Okay, the question is, going to heaven, how can I guarantee my eternal destination?
Going to heaven, how can they determine?
No, how can they guarantee their eternal destination?
Okay. How can they guarantee their eternal destination to going to heaven? All right. My panel is going to come in and share. Come on in now. Any one of you all.
Well, Pastor. Oh, Lord, help us. We can't guarantee the individual eternity. That's left up to the individual choose their state. And the reason why I say that is the Bible declares unto us for us to work out our own soul's salvation with fear and trembling.
Yeah.
And that individual has to keep themselves before the Lord, keep a steadfast relationship with God. And when we say steadfast, that means you are dedicating your entire everything to God. I'm going to use myself for an example because I think that's best. I cannot say that I came to the Lord and then I find myself dibbling and dabbling in things of the world. And I'm not fasting, I'm not praying, but I'm going to church. That does just because I go to church, that does not guarantee me eternity in heaven. Or because my mama prayed for me, or my daddy prayed for me, or my grandma, whoever. That does not guarantee my destiny into heaven. I can only go by what God has stipulated in the Word of God. He told us that we must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And then we have to continue daily to repent, lay aside those weights and sins that so easily to beset us. So the only way that we can make it to heaven is by our relationship with God and following his word the way that he has ordained or mapped it out according to scripture. That's my answer.
Prophet, I want to say,
amen.
Dear, I agree with Dr. Wilkes 100%. But at the same time, we're living in a society now when it comes to religion,
to people's beliefs. Someone sent me a video today, and I was listening to it, and where you had a lot of leaders in ministries and churches around the world, and people that's in the industry was mocking, in so many words, they were mocking hell and heaven. And they were saying, you just can be good people, treat everybody right, do whatever you can without, in so many words, receiving Jesus Christ or Yeshua as their personal Lord and Savior. So the argument debate comes in when it's based on what you believe, even though many people say we have the Bible, which is the blueprint that God has given us, but then the argument comes where they said it's been translated or changed and we're not serving a white man God, or, you know, you get into all of this argument debate when it comes to that. So I can understand that person question. But going back to what Dr. Wilkes said, we have to work out our own soul salvation. We have to make it personal, not based on religion, not based on another person's doctrine or belief, but in our personal relationship with the Lord for ourselves. Because we have a lot of good people that's living in the world that they feel that they don't do no wrong to no one. They treat everybody right as they want to be treated, but they have not accepted Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, their Lord and Savior. They don't go to church. Their name is not on the roll, membership roll, but they feel like they're good people, and if they die, they're going to heaven. That's what a lot of people believe. Then you have a lot of people believe that why serve a God if you don't receive him and you're still a good person, you still punished to go to hell. So the argument debate is between heaven and hell. Some don't believe that there is a heaven or hell. They feel like when you die, you just no longer exist. But it comes back to what Dr. Wilkes said, when we work out our own soul salvation, when we acknowledge God through his son, who he sent to redeem us back to him, that is the only way. I had to explain that to one of my children. That's the only way. But because we've been so many different religion and doctrine that it has so many people confused, especially our younger generation. They're confused, so they don't know what to believe. They look at Christianity, they look at Islam, they look at Judaism, they look at all the other world religion that's rising and the new age religion that are coming in. They're looking at all these movements, so a lot of people feel like, I don't know who to serve or I just don't know what to do. I mean, if I die without knowing God or having God in my life, then am I going to heaven or hell? So that's just my take on it. But I agree with Dr. Wilkes. We have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. We have to come into the knowledge of God and who God is and how he can become the savior of our lives. And that is the only way that you will ever know, because of all of the false religions, the doctrines that so many people are teaching and preaching on social media, churches around, ministries around the world. That's just my take on it.
This Evangelist Marshall, and I agree with Dr. Wilkes as well. However, as you all were talking, I was looking up some things in the Word, in Bible verses, and a lot of things just talk about that I've seen the promises of heaven, like when we get there, but the route and the destination, holiness, we used to say back in the day, the highway to holiness or the highway to hell. So we know in our own heart what we're doing, but so many people think their good deeds
will guarantee them in. But it's not about your deeds. It's about the life that you live determines that. And as Dr. Wilkes say, only you know. To me, people can look at me and say, oh, she speaks so well. Oh, she feeds so many countries, and I look like I'm a good person. But nobody knows but me what I'm really doing behind closed doors. So the Bible said we have to work out our own soul salvation. So the only guarantee we know is that every day we wake up, he give us mercy and grace to get it right and to keep it right. But at the end, that route we take determines what we did along the way. I'm done.
Amen. Hope that was that able to help that person out. You know, oftentimes I say this all the time. Obedience is always a down payment to doing what you need to do for God and in the Word of God. I'm learning a lot now that I'm getting more seasoned in my life about church as it relates to church religion, theologians, scholars, ministries, preachers, and the list goes on. This list is a very heavy list. And I find out that the greatest survival for anybody in church right now is the word morally right. If you live morally right, that's important. Is there other steps to the morally right? Yeah, but those are part of what we call religious religion. Because everything we see in the world is different in this presentation. But before I go further, I want to read this scripture from Matthew chapter 19. And it's also in, actually, Matthew chapter 19, verses number 16. And you can find it in Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 31, and Luke chapter 18, verses 18 through 30. John's gospel doesn't deal with this presentation, so it's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So it's for the Jew, the Gentile, and historian. John's a little different because his condition was based upon his relationship with Yeshua as it relates to internal between Fetish's mom and then Elizabeth and the baby left. That's connection. But in the Word of God from Matthew chapter 19, verses number 16, it's Jesus speaking to the rich young ruler. He said, behold, one came and said unto me, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? And I think this is what Administrator Brian was saying. That's the question. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? So Jesus immediately opens up his expression in his conversation now. I am not good. Why callest me good? The question. I won't put it in his words. So why call it me good? There's none good but one. Now look how he takes them exactly to Yahweh, Elohim, the omnipotent God. He said, why call thou me good but one, that is God? Translation, Yahweh. But if thou wilt enter into life, now here's what he said, if you enter into life, or if thou enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, which, now,
Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now I counted here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I counted 7 commandments that Jesus gave to him. It was 7 of them he gave to him. The young man said unto him, all these things I have kept from my youth. What lack I yet? So he asked him, what lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect. Now, he's telling him, if you want to be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowfully, for he had great possessions. Now, when you look at this word sorrowfully here, in the Greek, it means someone that just saw death, and he's grieving over death. So Jesus says to him, your wealth, that which you have, sells your goods. And give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. And the young man went away but sorrowfully, for he had great possession. Then said Jesus unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of God. Again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed and said, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So for the individual, everything you do in life is not predicated on you. It's predicated on your relationship with God and not man. Many of us, our conflict are based upon what people tell us, what people share with us, what people told us. Don't follow these rules. You're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. In law, letter, spirit, life, you have to know what God is saying to you morally to inherit the kingdom of God. And morality comes from a Latin word called moralis, or morally tied. It's the manner and the character of proper behavior in differentiation of intention, decision, and action between those that are distinguished as proper, right, and those that are improper or wrong. Morality can be bodies of standard or principle deriving from your conduct in life. People call it a code of conduct, how you respond morally right in your walk with the Lord. We all have a conscience, so morally right. Some people say we all hear it, and this is no indictment with anybody on here tonight. Some people say if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. Some people say if you're not baptized, you're not saved. Some people say if you're not part of this organization, you're not saved. If you're not part of this denomination, you're not saved. You have all of those things. And all of us who have done those things have still let God down. And let me speak for myself. I have let God down. You follow what I'm saying? But when you come, you mature into a mature person and walk in the moral principles of God, the morality. Look what he tells the rich, if thou be perfect. If you want to be perfect, go and sell that which you're possessing, that which you have made God. You got all of the commandments. You follow those, 7 of them. He gave them 7. So you follow the seven commandments to the T. But what you have, those things that you made your God, that's what he wants you to give up. A believer must understand what we make our God then replaces God in our life. Because when you have things in material things that you make them your God, you lose your relationship with the one who's giving you those things. So I believe a believer should walk, breathe in morality, the moral principles of God, so that when things come up in your life, they don't control your destiny. I wrote something in my book, chapter 12 of the book, called, I will promote myself. Nobody else ain't gonna do it. In my book, when I talk about love, have no divorce, and I dealt with the point where when I made her my God, it drew me away from serving the God, the one and only God. And then when I made her my God, I went away from God. And a lot of us, we make things and people are God that draws us away from God. And God, when you do that, then you don't have a relationship with God. You have a relationship to soul ties of people, and you can never serve God properly. So, beloved, when you give your life to the Lord, because see, you don't find God. God finds us. He says it in the word. When he finds you, you can either be drawn by him or driven away by him. And when you find him, you'll find him in you, because in you is God. Not me, not anybody else. It's in you, because he will speak to you about choices and decisions you make, and then you come to him in you, and you'll come to yourself like the prodigal son is, like many people did. And then you build from that place in the relationship, it's connected. And then you have to keep those things in you. Do it means you won't have shortcomings. You will, but don't let those things draw you away from God. The temptation of life, the challenge, the pride of life. You have to keep those things, and then all of those other things come. I speak in tongues. I was baptized. I go to church, but it doesn't. And then to add to that, you can understand it, it's not going to stop you from being tempted. It's not going to stop you from being tried. It's not going to stop you from having problems. It's not going to stop you from having issues or battles or things in your past. But you're just not going to let them rule over your future. When you give advice to the Lord, when you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart that this is who you want and what you want, man of God, woman of God, and you mean that with everything inside of you, and you start walking and living in that, you're in trouble. You're in an endangered species. But then you have the presence of God inside of your life. That's going to keep you, and he'll give you what you need to make the escape plan, to walk right before him and to live right before him and to be able to conquer those things that are inside you, which are the sin nature. I just wanted to put that out there. I'm through. Hope that's able to. Thank you all for the help of the man of God or the woman of God. That's a powerful question. Anything else to that, Minister, about anything else? Anybody else?
Yes, sir. It was a statement. It was a statement.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
It says
we all have questions ourselves probably when we get down to saying what we saying, because soon as we get down to teaching tonight, all of us, that little devil gonna be up. He gonna be coming through the TV. He gonna be coming through the radio. He gonna be coming through our mind. See, Go ahead.
Okay. Now as then, Acts 4:12, which states, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under the heavens given among men by which we must be saved. It says today it's popular to say everyone's going to heaven. All paths lead to heaven. There are many who think they can have heaven without having Jesus. They want the glory, but they don't want to be bothered by the cross, much less the one who died there. Many don't want to accept Jesus as the only way of going to heaven and are determined to find other paths. But Jesus warns us that no other path exists and that the consequences for rejecting his truth is an eternity in hell. He told us that whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him, John 3:36. Faith in Christ is the key to going to heaven. Great question.
Thank you, person. Appreciate that tonight. All right. And on the word with you. Amen. All right. Anybody outside, any of you out there that are joining us tonight, that's listening in tonight, do you all have a question for us? Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Hi, this is Kendra. I have a question. How do you discover your purpose for our lives? I know God, he told me himself that I am a prophet, but I feel like there's more because I'm seeking. Even when I've asked God, he's silent. I don't know what my purpose is.
Amen. All right, panel.
Amen. All right, what I would say to that.
Did you hear, you were able to hear what she said? She said someone told her she was a prophet.
Yeah.
God did.
She wants to know. I'm sorry?
She said God did.
Yes, the Holy Spirit.
God, I told you were a prophet. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. You said God told you were the prophet. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Yes, sir.
I would say if you say God said that you was a prophet, I believe that he would direct you to the right leadership to be able to help equip, train, and prepare you for the gifts and the calling that's on your life. And I believe that's when God will begin to open up the purpose that he has for you, and you will be able to understand it clearly. You have to be the right leadership that will help in part, help pray, intercede, and help push you to that place of purpose. I believe that's what God set leaders in the earth realm for. A lot of people feel like they don't need leadership or leaders if they felt that God called them. God is a God of order, and he does everything decent and in order. That's just my take on it.
I would like to add what Apostle Simmons said. When we look at the text from Matthew, Mark, and Luke, when Jesus called, and a lot of people use that scripture, whom he has called, he qualifies. And many of us are born with certain gifts, but we may not understand that purpose or that gift from birth. We have to learn, as the apostle said, and be under the right leadership to be able to help develop it. And this leading to what I'm about to say in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when Jesus began his ministry, and he called those from being a fisherman, to go fishermen, or being a tax collector, or being whoever that they were, whatever they were doing as their profession. He had them to stop what they were doing and to follow him.
so that he can develop them, that he can equip them, that he would teach them and train them so that they can understand the purpose in which they were called. So to go in alignment with what Apostle Simmons said, that when God gives, when he says, and I can use myself for an example, I didn't understand when God told me that I knew what an intercessor was, but I didn't know the full. I still was like, God, what you want me to do? What you want me to do? And as I continued to pray, as I continued to be in there, and even after that, time progressed on, years and years and years, God began to show me my whole purpose. And some people, they feel that they get it overnight so that they get the call. But for me, Carlina, it took a while for me to understand the purpose of what God said and what God was doing inside of me so that I can be able to walk in that calling or walk in that which he had stated that he wanted me to do. So, yes, he did. And so when someone came along and say, hey, you this or you that, that was lining up with what God had already told me. And you said, God told you this. So, therefore, he's going to show you how to be developed in that. And he's going to lead you to the leadership that can be, that purpose can be developed. I can say this, since even though the leadership that I'm under, a lot of times, because especially this morning, I was discussing my purpose, and I was discussing my purpose. I was sitting in class, and my phone rang, and then my bishop called, and he says, "Okay," he says, "Evangelist, I'm putting together, and prophet, you'll be happy to hear this." He said, "I'm putting together a ministerial team to be support to go out to help other churches that they may need additional help to do training and stuff." And so he's putting this team together to do that. And he's so that I know that I'm a teacher. So therefore, my purpose in the kingdom, it will be help to go and minister in whatever the assignment that God leads me to. So I hope that helps me, God.
Yeah, I'm so confused. I feel so lost right now. But yes, that it helps.
In church right now?
No.
Well, you don't have to. It's not that you lost. You just don't stand. You just not. You when in any time that when you first come into the kingdom of God, and this is something new to you, you have to allow God, you have to relax and allow God to do what he's going to do with you. We just have to understand that we have to just allow the fruit of the Spirit to operate. We don't have to ask for patience. We don't have to ask for all of these other things that is part of the fruit, but we have to allow that fruit to develop and to grow inside of us so that we can be just follow in obedience and be faithful, because patience is going to have to appropriate work inside of us if we allow it. That's if we allow it. But if we get over anxious and if we get in a hurry and we want it to be done right now because we want it now, then as Apostle said, this is we in an instant, a microwave. Well, I think it's going beyond microwave now. We're in a microwave generation that don't want to wait for the crock pot. They don't want to wait for the slow cooker. You see what I'm saying? So in that you are walking, you know, you're trying to find, the best thing for you to do, woman of God, is stand still. Allow God. Allow God to just, as he comes to you and things, if you just keep on seeking him, and then, you know, and then you never know, a word, something you may not understand or something that you write down, the word of God will come forth from the pastor, from a testimony or something, and your eyes will begin to open to that area where you lack the understanding. I hope that helps.
Yes. It does. I've learned to rest in him. Unlike most people, I'm patient, but I'm under spiritual warfare. So if, you know, I'm doing this on my own. So I'm like, now that I'm just more mature, you know, mature prophet, it was right on my heart to ask. So that's why I asked. So yes, I do understand.
Hi, this Evangelist Marshall. I just wanted to say right quick, Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God first, and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things to be added unto you. And then also I want to just encourage you, while you're waiting, while the gift is cultivating, developing, maturing, stay in the Word of God, because the Word, number one, is the blueprint. It is everything that we need. Even when you walk and flow in the prophetic, whatever you release to somebody, you still should be able to back it up with the Word of God. So while you're waiting and getting direction, stay in that Word. That's the best thing, because gifts do come without repentance, but you want to be able to flow in decent and in order, and not just because, you know, somebody have, well, you said that the Holy Spirit, you know, told you you have the gift. It got to be developed. You got to be covered. You know, we can't just be out there with gifts, you know. And I'll just share this. When my church didn't open back up during COVID, like Prophet say, me and him, we go way back. This Evangelist Marshall, so I'm just a transparent person. So my church didn't open back up, but I knew I was an evangelist. And the Holy Spirit said, well, I didn't call the church. I called you. And so I still had to do what God called me to do. So I said, Prophet, can you cover me? And there were some other circumstances, and he was like, I don't know. I said, well, I need you to cover me, because I can't be out here like a bastard, and I just really need you to cover me. So I'm just telling you, we got to be covered regardless of what we're going. You know, I don't know if you go to church or not, but the bottom line is you got to get under a cover, because otherwise we are really – like orphans and bastards out here, and who is under us? Who, you know, who's responsible for us?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yes, ma'am.
Just know it got to be cultivated, and God bless you on your journey.
Okay, thank you.
Marcia, I think she mentioned, you said, beginning question, because I think you mentioned that God told you you were a prophet.
Yes.
And he was.
Yes.
You want to know your purpose. Go ahead and read what you just asked us. Go ahead, revisit that.
You want me to repeat that?
Here, so that the general audience can hear as well, too.
I said I'm trying to discover what my purpose is, but I'm resting in God. But I've asked God, but he's been silent. I just want to know what the purpose is for my life, because I don't want to make any mistakes. I fear God, and I don't want to, you know, just be out here, like she said, like a bastard. I'm resting, I'm standing, but I just want to know what my purpose is. It has to be more. The Holy Spirit told me I was a prophet, but I'm like, is there more I should be doing? But she pretty much answered, just rest and stand and remain in my word. But I still feel like I'm not covered. Oh, and I'm under spiritual warfare. So it's like a full of emotion.
For sure. Very powerful comments from the panel there that was given to direct you. I just want to add this, because most people, when they come into the kingdom of God, when they say the Lord talks to them, usually I hear everybody talk to them about a title.
Let me ask you, what do you do for a living?
I am a community manager, and I'm starting my own business.
Now, listen to this. What you want us to give you an answer is, what is your purpose in the kingdom?
Correct.
You have a purpose in life. Correct. You need a purpose in the kingdom. But see, you don't have a church home. So your purpose in the kingdom is nothing, because you don't have a church home. You don't have a covering. So when we talk about purpose, you gave us what God told you, your title. So your title is prophetess. So under the umbrella of prophetess, you can go Google what a prophetess is. You can go to classes what a prophetess is. You can read the Bible what a prophetess is.
Mm-hmm.
You can be trained on what a prophetess is. But that's the title. The purpose in the kingdom for you is to be a minister to reconcile the kingdom, reconciliation. Our purpose is, look at the purpose, the reason for which something is done or created or to which something exists. The problem being with most of us, we see people who have positions in the kingdom with titles, that doesn't give us a purpose. You know, I've been doing some study on this word witchcraft, and I look at witchcraft totally different than what we're told. Look at look at the word W-I-C-H, witch, and craft, C-R-A-F-T. All right. What do you specialize in? Okay, like someone told me the other day that God told them they were a prophet. They're like, great. Great. They said, what do you think? I said, I won't go against God, but I will tell you, you're a teacher. You know, that's what I've been so good at. I do this work. I do it good. I'm actually a teacher in school. So I heard all of it. So why? I said, I see that on you, a teacher. Why do you feel you're a prophet? I really didn't feel that, but they told me this. Since this woman of God. So she had to make a choice which craft she was going to do. Which area of her life, which craft are you under? You can be under bewitched by somebody, be operated under witchcraft, rebellion. Or you can find the craft that you're good at and know which one you're in. Which craft are you in? Most people are operating in witchcraft because they're not operating in their purpose. They're operating in what somebody told them their title was, but not the area what they're good in. Said, ma'am, you are a good teacher. Do that. I do that. I love teaching. Man, that's what my passion. There it is. That's your craft. That's where you are. That's what you are in. And from that craft, now look at this. If I take you to Ephesians 4:11, look at that. And God gave some apostles. Word some is Semitic, means the body. God gave the body of apostles, the body prophets, the body evangelists, the body pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all come into the unity of what? The faith. Let me take it to this level so it can be really clear. Let's go to 11 real quick. Here's what he said. Prophet, evangelist, pastor, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. Thank you. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the what? The Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. So you're going to be, as you're growing, you're going to be perfected in each of those areas of your life. So, woman of God, the office of the prophet is the title. The purpose comes through understanding what it is that the prophet does, so that you can do what? You can have understanding, reason for which you're in it is being created or done or exists. So it would exist. Actually, all of these offices are prophetic. They're still in the prophetic office. They're still prophetic, but they have certain office.
Mm-hmm.
So they're prophetic. So what you want to do is you want to find you a church home that is geared towards the prophet office so that you can be trained how to be a good prophet. But here's what's it. Your purpose in the kingdom is to serve God. Mm-hmm. Matthew or Luke 14 and 25 says this. Here's what Luke 14 and 25 says in the Word of God. And we're going to end this because I have to be somewhere else because I'm getting summoned because I was supposed to be on another Zoom. He said, and there were great multitudes following him. He said, if any man come after me, hate not his mother, father, sister, brother, yea, his own life. He cannot be a disciple, a learner of him. He said, and whosoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intend to build? Now you got to build. You're going to build from that place. I'm going to build from that place. Sit it down now first. And what counted as a call, whether it's sufficient, you're adequate to finish it. So the title is just an identification to the body of Christ that that's what you're in. Your purpose now in the kingdom is what it takes to attain something that exists. What's in you that exists in you that you can use for the kingdom of God? So if I ask you today, if you came to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, what can you bring to this ministry? And then after you tell me what you can bring to this ministry, I can tell you how that will benefit this ministry here. And from that, I will connect you with the right person in the ministry to help you be able to grow, develop in that area. And that's in the kingdom of God. You already have a purpose in life. You're already making money. This is what you do. Mm-hmm. Now you're ready to start your business. If you want to be a business person, you go to a business person to tell you about the business side, and they will show you about the business. If you want to be a teacher, you go to the school so you can be taught. In the kingdom of God, we have so many men and women of God that are microwave bastards. They're following everybody, social media. They're learning from other people. They say they can do what we can do. Your warfare is based upon your welfare.
Mm-hmm.
You say, uh-huh. Did you get what I said? Because what you're carrying, the warfare, you're carrying because you're battling outside. You have to be on the inside so people can cover you, walk with you, pray with you, share with you, reveal to you like we're doing today. That's part of our vision. Train, activate, the fight of God within a person. All of those things that come with teaching, training, prophesying, activating the fight. See, you're out of the safety zone. You have the purpose in life, but the purpose in the kingdom, and you got to be in the kingdom. The Bible says, "Forsake not thyself, assembling together." You can't do it by yourself. I know everybody wants to. Church hurt, frustration, let that. You cannot do this by yourself. It's a hospital, and a lot of people don't understand that. So you got to deal with everybody that come in with different disease so that we can deal with the trauma so it won't become a disease. I hope this is able to help you a little bit to that purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Administrator Bible, all right, people of God, we thank God for everybody else tonight. I hope this is able to help everybody tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., we'll be right back here tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. on the Prophetic Conference Line, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Join us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on the Prophetic Conference Line. It's usually Mother Jackson will be ministering on 5 a.m. She went on to be with the Lord, so she won't be on there on tomorrow morning. So I had a conversation with the team and everybody, and I will be teaching tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. So I'll be the teacher tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., so you can join me. I'll actually pick up on this purpose tomorrow morning on this, because it's kind of something that's, that drove me into this place. So tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., we'll be coming right back. I'll be teaching at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. So join us at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning for the prayer, and I'll be coming in teaching on tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Once again, join me tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. in the West Coast. I'll be teaching tomorrow morning on the conference line. So, and I won't tarry long, hopefully you won't. All right, any questions from any of the leaders tonight that Apostle Simmons, Angelus, Wilkes, Angelus, Marshall, anyone of you all?
No.
Thank you all so much. We greatly appreciate you all so much. Thank you, Apostle Simmons, and for the kingdom leaders and everyone that's connected with us on tonight. Thank you, Administrator Rita Bryan, tonight. Any questions and comments from anybody else on the line tonight before we end? Those who are listening in tonight, if you have a comment or something you want to say. All right. Bless you all on tonight. Continue to follow us as we share the word of God on our Facebook Live, on our blog side. This was an awesome word tonight, teaching and sharing. Thank you all for your great wisdom and what God is giving you for us tonight. Thank you, Apostle Mari Simmons, Restoration Truth Ministry. Thank you, Dr. Carlina Wills, Chosen Generation Ministry, Greg Marshall, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. Thank you all on tonight for connecting with us. If you want a copy of the Word of God that was shared tonight, please feel free to go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthew, blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthew. That's blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lorraine Matthew to go into the archive and receive the teaching of the day. We have many of those teachings in the archive over there, so you can go to there. Go to the archive and you see any of the teachings that we share on the blog side or the conference line. Great teachers, whatever their messages are over there as well. Thank you all so much. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry and sow a seed, you can do that at Cash App Money Sign RFPIM. That's Cash App Money Sign RFPIM. Once again, that's Cash App Money Sign, R for Restoration, F for Foundation, P for Prophetic, I for International, M for Ministry, RFPIM. Or you can do it via Zelle, Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U at Yahoo.com. That's We Restore You, the letter U at Yahoo.com. If you're interested in a ministry home, we got great kingdom leaders on here. You can call or you can go to our website if you want to source. You can also go to our website at WeRestoreYou.org. WeRestoreYou.org. WeRestoreYou.org, and be a blessing over there. Also, if you're interested in whatever city, town, nation you are, we got powerful leaders on Murray Simmons, Evangelist Wilkes, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois. If you're looking for a great ministry home and you don't have one, these are men and women of God that I can recommend. Or if you're in a certain region, let us know. We can try give you some recommendation of good kingdom leaders who I believe will be a best fathering leader, man and woman of God for the ministry that you're in those particular areas. Or you can just join us on our conference line. Many things are done on social media right now. So we have covenant partners, virtual members, that's part of the ministry as well, that follow us on Sunday as well as Tuesday night, as well as Drive By with the Prophet as we minister the word globally around the world on tonight. Amen. Appreciate you all on tonight. Thank God for you. Anyone else, any final words from anybody else? We're preparing for our March Gladness Conference, which will be March 22nd and March 23rd. That's March Gladness Conference, March 22nd and March 23rd. That's March Gladness Conference, March 22nd and March 23rd, March Gladness Conference. Friday night will be Apostle Andre Taylor. I will be there. Saturday night will be Dr.
Beverly London Saturday night will be there. So there's two powerful nights that we're going to be looking for a word from the Lord. Don't forget this week, we're heading back to San Antonio, Texas. This is actually our weekend that we're supposed to be in San Antonio, Texas, ministering the word of the Lord God with the people there in San Antonio, Texas. So this is our second Sunday due to unforeseen circumstances in January and unforeseen circumstances in February. We had to move it to the 24th of February, and we're back on schedule. And then in April, we have to shift it again based upon travel and some things going on there. We appreciate Mother, she just blessed us. Mother Hines coming in, Judy Hines blessing us on yesterday with a powerful word from the Lord. Mother Ellen will be with us this coming Sunday at Restoration Destiny Center, Harvey, Illinois, 11 a.m. She got a powerful word from the Lord. Mother blessed us last month with a powerful word from the Lord last month, and we just bless the Lord for you. Those of you who lost loved ones and family members, we continue to pray for you all and keep you lifted up in our prayer. We love you and we appreciate you all so much, and thank God for you. Probably tomorrow morning, I'll share my points I wanted to share with you. It's personal, so I'll share that with you all tomorrow morning. I was going to share that tonight, but we had to go with that. I may wait for the third Monday night to share that. Bright people of God, bless you all on tonight. Appreciate you. We thank God for you. And we will continue to pray for you, you and you on tonight and throughout the week in the ministry. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Central Supreme Eastern Time, exactly 3 a.m. in the West Coast. All right, thank you, God. Love you all tremendously. Continue to stand in the place of the Lord. Have a phenomenal night in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. Shalom in your quarters. My prayer for you on tonight. God bless you all.